the annual school sports festival inside Japan's National Stadium in Tokyo. For the young hopefuls, it's an early taste of the adrenaline and glory the 2020 Olympics will bring to their city.
I really want to come and see it. There will be many great athletes coming from over the world.
This stadium hosted the 1964 Olympic Games, just as Japan's economy was beginning its post-war boom, and its economics that played a big part in Tokyo's winning the right to host the Games once again, says Tokyo 2020 CEO Masato Mizuno.
City Tokyo has a hosting fund of $4.5 billion. This is in the bank already. So, you know, that we can build all the facilities.
In the coming months, Tokyo's existing national stadium will be completely demolished. In its place will be a futuristic new stadium. Polls show 92% of the Japanese people support Tokyo 2020. But mixed with the patriotic pride, there are some doubts.
So young people, the Olympics give hope and dreams, and that's good. But at first, I was really against it. We will lose these precious green spaces around here, and it will cost billions to maintain the facilities.
Concerns over the cost of the Games prompted activists to launch the group Hangorin, literally anti-Olympic rings. Tetsuo Ogawa and his colleague, who gave the name Sakura, speak for the group.
Every country that has hosted the Olympics, the city has to rebuild, and only a small part of the population benefits.
2 years after the earthquake and tsunami, people are still living in temporary housing. The government won't spend any money on them, but they're going to spend money on the Tokyo Olympics.
But Tokyo 2020 CEO Masato Mizuno says income from the Games will benefit all Japan, including the tsunami-hit Tohoku region.
Hosting Olympic Paralympic Games in Tokyo will make such a big economical effect. Well, directly, we said $30 billion economical, you know, the effect. And then also 150,000 direct employment.
Concerns over the stability of the crippled Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant threatened to derail Tokyo's Olympic bid, prompting Prime Minister Shinzo Abe to address the International Olympic Committee to assure them of its safety. Mizuno insists Fukushima will not cast a shadow over Tokyo 2020.
Government promised to, you know, solve the problems. So we believe in the Prime Minister's word. So, you know, that, well, and then also record shows the level of radiation in Tokyo is very stable, low.
Tokyo has branded itself as a futuristic, pulsating host for the Games. The hope of the city and its people is that the Fukushima crisis will be long out of the headlines by the time the opening ceremony lights up the new stadium. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Tokyo.